All right. As far as the injuries go, I'm going to let Rick again talk to you. But briefly, I'll hit Nate Minkin. Has a throat cartilage problem, a slight tear in there, and so he's going to be out for this game. Kirk Coleman is out with a sternal contusion. Rick is going to talk to you about McCoy, Patterson, and Vic when we're done here. Again, listen, now we look forward to this challenge this week, of playing Tampa Bay, and we understand all the circumstances and their reunions and all that. We're going down to play football. That's what we're doing. And the guys have come off a good week of practice here. They've worked their tail off, and look forward to getting down there and playing a football game. Time's yours.
Cole Anderson will start.
Cole will start.
How did Nate get a tear? Was that something in practice?
Yeah, it happened third to last play of practice.
How serious and significant?
Well, I think he's going to be okay. I mean, we've had him see the specialist and throat specialist, and he should be okay.
Maybe Cole had the knee, coming back from the knee. Can you talk about at what point in the season you really felt he was all the way back physically?
Yeah, listen, I thought after he got through about four games, he was feeling better, moving around better. We put him in there early in the secondary where we had injury, and it probably wasn't fair to him. But you could see him improve. Through special teams, you could see him improve, and his speed and his trust and his leg, all those things that when you're coming off injury, you see. And I think he's back now and feels good.
Does Mike Patterson's illness have anything to do with his brain surgery?
No, but I'll let Rick talk to you. He's going to tell you guys.
Andy, with that whole Tampa having the reunion thing from 0-2, does that serve as any extra motivation or bothersome at all?
No, listen, a couple guys asked me about that, and I don't feel that. We're down there to play this Buccaneers team and get ourselves ready to do that. And really not a lot of people on this football team that were even around at that time, so I'm talking about player-wise. So we're here to play this Tampa Bay team with this Eagle team and play well.
You were there, though. I mean, does it bother you? Does it stick in your craw at all, or anything?
No,
like
listen, that was a long time ago. They don't have a lot of people there that I know now, and so the game at that time stuck in my craw. Right now, I want to play this team and play well against this team.
What does this Tampa team do that concerns you the most offensively?
Well, listen, their running back is a tremendous football player. And then their quarterback is a very good football player. I would tell you this is one of the better offensive lines we've played. They're both in the pass and the run game. The quarterback's very efficient. He understands the run game. He understands the checks. He understands what to do with the ball in the pass game. Puts his team in very few negative situations there with the ball in his hands.
Probably Cooper give you in the red zone. I mean, obviously it's the size, but he's made two really good one-handed catches in there. Does that help you in that inside the 20-yard line?
Yeah, he's playing well. Big, strong, physical kid.
How concerned are you that your linemen are all playing a completely new scheme, and how are you worried about just unfamiliarity with it, confusion up front? What might result?
Well, listen, there's going to be a bit of learning that takes place. But I understand that. They've worked at it very hard here. And so they'll be okay. I mean, really, it comes down to man-on-man and playing hard and aggressive, and they'll do that.
And also the back end, the linebackers and safeties who now have to play the run a little differently.
I think that's a positive thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the positive end of it.
And Greg Schiano said he did some things to help him out while he was out there. What was your relationship with him when he was in the
Well, listen, I mean, he's a great guy. My youngest son actually had a chance to go up to one of the camps that they have on the campus there, and Greg was very cordial and open and just a good person, does a lot of good things.
Hey, with Evan Mathis, Andy, could he be as good and could he play at the level he's playing now in a different blocking scheme or with a different coach?
Well, listen, he's a... he's a phenomenal athlete. I think his style and Howard's style, I think that works well together. That's not to say he couldn't do the same thing somewhere else. He's one of those guys that has the athletic ability to play either side of the ball, really, and he's big and strong enough to do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I imagine when you guys signed him a long-term deal, probably not certain that Howard was going to be there to see it through, so you felt he could play in any?
Yeah, that's how I felt that, yeah.
How about Jake Scott? What has he kind of done to help, develop this line a little bit?
Listen, Jake is this is a very unique thing that he did, just coming in off the hiatus that he had and be able to come in and play at the level that he's played at. I haven't seen that very often. Matter of fact, I'm not sure I've seen it at all in my career. So he's a smart kid. He understands the system. He's tough. If I didn't say smart once, I'm saying it twice. Very, very intelligent. Good football player. Yeah.
With Evan, he came into his own last year. Do you feel he has taken it to a higher level this year?
I think he's played well this year. Yeah, I think he's played well this year. And I think that's beneficial to not only his career, but also to our team. But he's playing good football right now.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach. Patrick, go get it.